From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Lily Oppenheimer. Columbia Police Chief Ken Burton acknowledges that the department and the group Race Matters Friends continue to butt heads over the issue of racial profiling in Columbia policing. Burton doesn't agree with it being called an impasse, but his response, frustrating to some, has been, "We need more, better data." According to numbers from the Attorney General's office, Black drivers were pulled over at a rate 3.9 times higher than white drivers in Columbia in 2016, up slightly from 3.6 times more likely in 2015. Burton has often said that the data doesn't go deep enough, pointing out that some of the figures can be explained by things like geography or the officer's assignments. In an in-depth interview with the Columbia Missourian, Burton says he understands it's frustrating to people concerned about the issue.
Okay, we didn't develop this problem overnight. It's not going to be solved overnight. And some people that believe that we could solve it if the police chief would just say, okay, we're all racist, that's not a solution either, because I don't believe that, number one. So I'm not going to do that. Now, you give me good, solid evidence, something other than some numbers that I've collected, and you say that proves racial profiling, it just doesn't. Doesn't go far enough.
Burton says he acknowledges it's possible that racial profiling, implicit bias, and even open racism could play a role in policing. But he says because he can't know what's in someone's heart, he withholds judgment. St. Louis police have at least 7 people in custody as crowds angry over the acquittal of a white police officer charged with killing a Black suspect broke windows and damaged property for a third night. The Columbia Missourian reports that buses carrying police in full riot gear and shields arrived near the downtown location, where police said significant property damage was reported following an hours-long nonviolent protest Sunday afternoon and evening. Police tweeted that a bike officer was taken to a hospital with a non-life-threatening leg injury. Fulton Medical Center officials say the hospital has been sold and the new owners will keep it open. The previous owners of the hospital had announced in July they planned to close it on September 22nd. It is the only hospital in Callaway County. Ownership cited financial strains from low patient numbers and a deteriorating facility as the reason. Hospital officials said Friday the hospital was sold to Empower HMS, a healthcare management company based in Kansas City. After 36 years, the tiny central Missouri village of Lupus is calling off its annual chili festival because it's become too popular. In recent years, the Lupus Chili Fest has drawn thousands to the town of about 30 people. The festival started in 1982 as a small word-of-mouth party, but crowds have grown steadily since people began promoting it on social media. The Columbia Missourian reports festival organizers announced last week that this year's event was canceled because the village couldn't handle the anticipated crowds of 2,000 people. I'm Lily Oppenheimer, KBIA News, Columbia.